If you are a small business owner, I'm sure sometimes you feel like you need a marketing degree just to successfully market your business. I'm here to tell you that is not the case if you use Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning platform has powerful marketing tools to make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more. In just a few clicks, you can launch a campaign that is tailored to your business and goals. Maybe you're launching a new product, or releasing a newsletter, or want to tell your customers about upcoming deals. Constant Contact can help with all of that. This includes email, SMS, social media, and so much more, all designed to be easy so you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track business growth. Plus, Constant Contact's award-winning customer service is there for guidance along the way to help you with things like customer lists, templates, and follow-ups. Get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. The Indianapolis Colts just absolutely stole two players that have star written all over them. Let's talk about that in today's episode. All right, what is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Guys, I got to level with you. This NFL draft for the Indianapolis Colts was absolutely insane, especially in the first two rounds of this draft. And somehow, some way, I have no idea how the Indianapolis Colts did this, but somehow, some way, the Indianapolis Colts just found two guys in the first two rounds of the NFL draft that I believe have the potential to be absolute superstars at their position. And I have no idea how the Colts did it, but we're going to talk about how the Colts did it in today's episode. So really looking forward to this. The two players the Indianapolis Colts took here in the first two rounds, pick number 15 for the Colts, UCLA edge, Laiatu Latu, and then Indianapolis in the second round took wide receiver Adonai Mitchell out of Texas. And so I want to start with Latu, kind of talk about how that process happened and why it's absolutely insane that the Colts were able to get Latu where they got him, the potential of Latu moving forward for the Colts. So let's start there. And I think before we talk about Latu and that pick, we need to stop and look at the picks ahead of him, right? The picks that happened 1 through 14. The absolutely crazy thing, and this is completely unheard of in typical drafts, 1 through 14, 14 offensive players went. So that means zero defensive players. If you can do math, simple math like I can, and I wasn't the greatest at math, but I think 14 picks is a big amount. I think it's a big amount, right? So 14 offensive picks, six quarterbacks went before 15 for the Indianapolis Colts. So what does that mean for the Colts? Essentially what that means, the Indianapolis Colts got the number one pick in the draft for defense. The Indianapolis Colts got the number one pick in the draft. They got their selection of any defensive player in this draft. Not a single one was taken by the time Indianapolis was set to draft at pick number 15. That is unheard of. That is absolutely insane that the Colts got that opportunity. That doesn't happen much at all, much less outside of the top 10, much less at pick 15. But it happened. Best case scenario for Indianapolis. I think that was better than anybody even thought was possible for the Colts. But somehow, some way, the Colts were able to pick whoever they wanted on defense. And so what did the Colts do? They took the best player and their opinion. And that was obviously UCLA pass rusher, Laiatu Latu. Now, when you look at Latu and you dive into kind of some of his stats, you see, especially over the last two seasons, that Latu is definitely a player that is worth being the first defensive player off the board. I mean, this dude was tearing it up the last couple seasons at UCLA. Absolutely tearing it up. I mean, it was absolutely insane what Latu has been able to do in just the two seasons he had with the Bruins. Absolutely insane. Last season, he led the FBS in tackles for loss. He had 13 sacks. He was an impact player right away. right? And Latu obviously has a lot of physical talent, right? He scored over a 9 in the RAS department, so a very physically talented guy. But he's also got some different things in his game that I think make him extra special, right? Number one, I think, is up here. He's an extremely smart player, right? He knows how to manipulate offensive players, offensive linemen. He starts to understand their tendencies and how to exploit those things. We see that with all the best pass rushers in the NFL. They figure offensive linemen out. And as through the course of a game, they start to figure out some of those weaknesses, things that they can expose, ways they can attack these offensive linemen, and they use those things to their advantage. Number two, Latu has multiple different moves when it comes to a pass rusher. We see a lot of guys, often out of college, who only have one move, right? Only one move, typically. But Latu has not only one, but three different moves that he has told everybody that he has in his repertoire. And that is extremely awesome to see that he has different things so he can change it up every now and again. He can keep offensive linemen on their toes, and that's definitely a great thing. So going back to Indianapolis, they picked, in their minds, the best defensive player on the board. Now, I have been somebody who has pounded the table time and time again. I'm going to make another video about this, about how Chris Ballard finally, honestly, came to his senses in a lot of ways, and he actually drafted a legit edge. Like, he finally did it. He stopped going after the stupid traits, and he actually got a guy that has production. That's going to be a different topic, a different video for a different time. But as it stands right now, Laiatu Latu's got the physical traits, but he's also got the stats to back it up. Okay, so Laiatu Latu there for the Indianapolis Colts, pick 15. The Colts got their choice. In their minds, they picked the best defensive player, certainly the best pass rusher in this draft, bar none. I mean, this guy's been compared to some of the best edge guys in the NFL, Nick Bosa, TJ Watt. Those are some of the guys he's being compared to coming out of this draft process. One of the best defenders at the edge position that they've seen in a while, according to PFF. And so the Colts get the best pure pass rusher, which has been a need for them. They get that guy at pick 15. All right, they got their choice there. That's completely insane. Somehow the Colts were able to steal Latu, who I think if it was any other time, he probably would have been gone by pick 15 if we're being honest with ourselves there.
It's done.
Connor McDavid, it's not real.
The goal of the year,
Panarin!
Part of the past, the celebrations forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights.
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
All right. So Laiatu Latu, pick 15. Great pick for the Colts. Great situation they found themselves in. They absolutely stole him there. Let's move on to the second round pick. Adonai Mitchell, the wide receiver out of Texas. Now, this is the one I think value-wise, even though Latu obviously was great value, for me, this was absolutely insane that Adonai Mitchell was here. I mean, you saw people, legitimate, trustworthy people who were saying Adonai Mitchell is a first-round talent. Adonai Mitchell is going to go in the 20s, right? You saw people saying that. Heck, there was even people who were predicting Adonai Mitchell at pick 15. Now, I wasn't personally a fan at 15. I had a scenario in my third mock draft, which was actually a mock draft in the scenario of a trade down somewhere in the early to mid-20s, and they had the Indianapolis Colts taking Mitchell then. Well, here's the crazy thing about what the Indianapolis Colts did here, guys. Not only did the Colts get him in round two, but they actually traded down in that second round, right? Remember, originally the Colts had pick 46 in the draft in the second round. But what did they do? They traded down to pick 52. They acquired two more additional fifth round picks, and they still got Adonai Mitchell there in the second round. And this is a guy with all the physical traits you could look for. I mean, he's 6'3", 205, blazing speed, insane athleticism. The explosiveness is off the charts. Elite separator. I mean, all the things the Colts are looking for, and pretty much any NFL team is looking for in a wide receiver. I have no clue, no clue how Mitchell fell here. I know there was a lot of talking about Mitchell in the pre-draft process, people kind of saying things, but nobody really having a definite thing there. There was a lot of rumors swirling around about Mitchell there, a lot of things saying, questioning his character, questioning his work ethic. There was just everything. And then obviously some people even said, you know, the pre-draft process, the interviews, there were so many reasons why people were giving. And none of them seemed to have super substantial credibility to them. I mean, so much so that after the Colts drafted Mitchell, Chris Ballard got pretty heated in his press conference about people tearing down these prospects, these young guys. And he just was not a fan of people doing that, especially with A.D. Mitchell here. I've said this before, and I will stand by this. I think A.D. Mitchell has some of the best potential of anybody in this draft. If he fully lives up to that potential, I truly believe the size, the speed, and the athleticism, he's darn near a 10 athletically on the RAS scale. I believe if he puts it all together and lives up to that potential, he could be one of, if not the best wide receivers from this class. I really believe that. The talent is unquestionable for Adonai Mitchell. So there you go. The Indianapolis Colts somehow, in the first two rounds, I am still baffled by it. They steal two players. It feels like they're stealing these two players because they got them at such tremendous value for where they were expected. And a lot of circumstances happened that allowed the Indianapolis Colts to take these players. When you look at it, you're like, there's no way these guys should be here. But the Indianapolis Colts were able to get them anyway. It's absolutely crazy, man. I still am not fully processed that somehow, some way, the Indianapolis Colts were able to not just get one of these guys, but both Laiatu Latu and Adonai Mitchell in the NFL draft. Just absolutely wild to me. Never thought in a million years this would happen, but here we are. And obviously, as a Colts fan, extremely happy. I will take that all day long. But guys, I'm curious, what are your thoughts here on the Indianapolis Colts? Their first two picks in the 2024 NFL draft in Laiatu Latu and also in Adonai Mitchell. Let me know all those things in the comments down below. I'm genuinely curious what you guys think about this. I've been thinking about this. This is post-draft for me. So I was just wanted to get my thoughts out there and kind of talk about this with you guys. So I'm curious what you think when it comes to this. Let me know. Curious what you guys think. Thank you guys so much. And as always, go Colts.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.